Prayers, we're standing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great goodness to us. We thank you for this time of year that brings us such joy and enjoyment. And we ask now that as we consider some of the truth behind the Christmas story, that you might open our hearts afresh. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, here we are. We're almost at the big day. And I certainly hope that you've finished all of your present buying. I wonder, however, who you expect presents from this year. Well, I expect it will be the usual suspects amongst family and friends. But who else would you like to get a Christmas gift from? Well, that was a question asked this Christmas in a poll commissioned by lastminute.com. The overall winner was the Queen. Our 88-year-old monarch narrowly beat her grandson Prince William and his wife Kate into second place. However, when the respondents were split by gender, the royal couple were found to be the most popular choice of who women would like to receive a Christmas present from, with the Queen down into fourth place behind Santa Claus and David and Victoria Beckham. Well, with men, William and Kate took the third spot ahead of motor racing world champion Lewis Hamilton and TV actress Jennifer Aniston. Now, when you think about it, our focus at Christmas is significantly on getting and receiving presents from our nearest and dearest, or maybe from some kind of fantasy figure. But we can easily fail to remember that it's primarily about a present that is on offer to us from God. So we read from the book of the prophet Isaiah, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Now, those who first heard these words, the Old Testament people of God, were pretty discouraged. They had mistreated God, and they were finding that their neighbouring nations were bent on attacking them. It was a very dark time in their history. But then God sent them a message through his messenger prophet Isaiah. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." So not all was doom and gloom. God had not given up on them. There was the prospect of a more positive future. And the reason for optimism was that God was going to give to them a gift, a present, even though they didn't deserve it. The people would be able to say, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Now, it was to be hundreds of years later that these words were to find their fulfillment. As the angel said to those terrified shepherds on that first Christmas night, as we read in Luke's Gospel, "I bring you good news of great joy, for unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." God's present, his ultimate gift, is Jesus, whose birth we remember at this time. But why is he the best gift that we can receive at Christmas or any other time of the year? Well, the titles that God gives Isaiah to share with his people about the baby given as a gift help us to understand. God's message comes to Isaiah, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God." Now, God's Christmas gift to us is none other than the gift of himself. God, the eternal Son, has become the Son of God on earth. God has incarnated himself. That is, he has enfleshed himself, taking a human body, and has lived on earth and become like you and like me. As we'll sing in a few moments, "Veiled in flesh, the Godhead, see, hail the incarnate deity. You may have heard on the news this last week that a church worker in Norfolk created controversy by telling a primary school child that Santa isn't real. Margaret McPhee made the comment when taking a Christmas assembly for children from Stolham Academy, northeast of Norwich. During the service, she asked children what they thought the meaning of Christmas was. And when a child answered, "Father Christmas," she told him that he wasn't real. Well, a parent on Facebook said that she had spoiled the magic of Christmas for all these children. And the school rushed into making a statement emphasising that Mrs. McPhee had promised she will not be making any such comments in the future. Well, what Christmas tells us is that, whatever you think of Santa, God is most definitely real. And we can know because he has been here to earth in Jesus in order to prove it. Now, this is an extraordinary reality. So often the religious quest of men and women is to somehow search for the divine, to reach out trying to see if God is there, and then in a variety of answers make claims that they have discerned what God or the gods are really like. Well, what God's Christmas present makes clear is that the true and living God has subverted human pride and has come to show us what he is like. He has come himself and become one of us. Now, that Jesus is mighty God become human also helps us to appreciate that God is not aloof from our experience. God has come to share it with us. Do you remember those words in the carol Once in Royal David City? "Tears and smiles like us he knew, and he feels for our sadness, and he shares in our gladness." This Christmas gift from God is mighty God himself become human. But he is more still. God's message to his beleaguered people is, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, it is interesting that Christmas cards and Christmas carols often include the word peace. It's interesting because for some, Christmas is far from peaceful. According to a survey by hotel chain Travelodge, on average, British families have at least five arguments on Christmas Day. The first, apparently, is on average about 10:15, and then a second about noon when children moan about receiving the wrong presents and feel the wrath of stressed-out parents. The last but one argument is usually around about 6 o'clock when families fight for the TV remote. And the final conflict, on average at 7:25, is when senior members try to play charades. Well, all the best for tomorrow, that's all I can say. Well, those rather trivial problems in relationships illustrate a greater need. We struggle with one another because we struggle with God. We were made to live with God in our lives, but we've all chosen to relegate him from his rightful place. And this leads to all kinds of difficulties. As we sing in O Little Town of Bethlehem, this is a world of sin. A world of conflict, terrorism, war, economic and ecological turmoil. A world where there is suffering, illness and broken relationships. Now, as we've seen, Christmas tells us that God has come into such a world as this and shares our experiences with us. But he has also come to start to put things right. God's Christmas gift is the Prince of Peace. Through Jesus, God become human, and his death on the cross, it is possible for peace with God to be made for those who have fallen out with him. Now, nothing could be more important than that. This Christmas, What are you putting your confidence in as you consider the thought of facing God? As he says, we all will. See, the Bible is clear that there's only one solid basis for confidence, given that all of us have fallen out with God and cannot put things right by our own efforts. And that is Jesus' work of making peace. His work of reconciliation in his life and death on the cross. And that is what we focus on as we share bread and wine this evening in Holy Communion. For those who turn to Jesus and put their confidence in what he has done, not in their own perceived goodness, Jesus' death is, as the service puts it, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for sins. He can make peace. He can bring reconciliation between people and God. Well, this Christmas, who would you most like to receive a present from? Well, I guess we can all wait to see what the morning brings. But Christmas shows us that God has offered us a gift. Jesus is a son who has been given as a present. He is mighty God, God come to earth to show us himself and to share our lives. And he is Prince of Peace, who makes peace with God for those who have fallen out with him. So what will we do with God's gift offered to us? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us, whoever we are, whatever our thoughts, to perceive more clearly who this Jesus is, whom you've given for us, that we might see him as mighty God and Prince of Peace. And we ask for his sake. Amen.